This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray and this is Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and ultra-rock, with classic albums, new releases and unearthed gems. This week, the first album in 5 years from alt-rock legends Dinosaur Jr. and the new album from modern garage punk figurehead Ty Segall. We start with Segall and jump at another opportunity to play what may be my new song of the year, Black Paint. Welcome to episode 253 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to Ty Segall's Chrome. Ty Segall is the adopted son of a lawyer and an artist, and grew up in California's Laguna Beach, south of LA. His musical awakening came in high school, when it provided him an escape during the time when he was a, quote, very existential 18-year-old drinker. Segall's early efforts were in a number of Orange County and Bay Area garage and hardcore bands, most notably Evil Robots and Epsilons. Around 2008, Segall became friends with John Dwyer, leader of hardcore rockers The OCs. Dwyer offered to release Segall's debut LP on his label Castle Face Records. In the next 10 years, the prolific Segall released 10 studio records under either his name or Ty Segall Band. That has now grown to 18 solo records, alongside his many other projects, the most notable of which are collab albums with White Fence and work with his band Fuzz, where Segall plays drums. Segall's music ranges from more conventional pop-forward indie rock to face-mounting, chaotic garage noise. Particular highlights on the indie side, which have been played on A Sonic Youth previously, are songs like My Lady's on Fire, Break Your Guitar, and Who's Producing You. A particular highlight from the other end of the scale is the chaotic brilliance of the 2012 record Slaughterhouse by the Ty Segall Band. The standout track there is the frankly demonic cover of the Bo Diddley classic Diddy Wah Diddy. Here's a taste.
Yeah.
reason that I love Black Paint, the track that opened this show so much, is because it finds a great balance between the indie rock Seagal and the garage punk Seagal. It's something I think he does well across his newly released album Chrome. Here's another highlight from it. This sludgy guitar jam is called Glass. Listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Glass from Ty Seagal's new album Chrome. Next up, Dinosaur Jr. and the new album from the alt rock legends. It's called They're Near, and some are decreeing it as the best album since 2009's Farm. I disagree with that, but only because 2012's I Bet on Sky is my favourite Dinosaur Jr. album. What this new album, the band's 13th, is their best record in their late period. Frontman Jay Maskus' vocals sound as good as ever. Lou Barlow too sounds good on his tracks. The music is also as tight as ever, led of course by Jay's guitar god credentials. Not bad for a three-piece in which all members are now in their 60s. It's certainly impressive for a band who have been around since the mid-80s. While their sound in the post-2005 Reformation era has become more pop-forward, which I don't think is a bad thing, they have always stayed true to their core sound, and thus, I suggest, have never made a bad album. Certainly, this new album is an example of their enduring brilliance. Here's the record's two opening songs back-to-back. We'll start with the leading single, and what will likely be the most enduring song, Several Got Away. Then we'll move into my favourite song from There Near, one which really lets Jay's guitar shine, No Friends.
Got no friends to speak of, feeling
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Dinosaur Jr. with Several Got Away, followed by No Friends. This new album was recorded at the band's hometown of Amherst, Massachusetts. Further harking back to their origins was Meskitz's use of a Mesa Boogie Mark I guitar amp, the same he used on their 1985 debut, Dinosaur. Ultimately, it sounds more like their major label years than those hardcore earlier album drops. Here's another favourite track, another really poppy one, and a great vocal performance from Meskis. This is Take Me With You.
Had enough of you, you know why. Fill the dumpster full of blue sky. Take me with you. Get me into. Take me where you go. Find another round at my mind. Trying to get. Take me with you. Always got a face of sad gaze. Scrap another dream from my life. Had enough of you, you know why. Take me with you. Get me into. Take me off your mind. I'm not willing, unfulfilling. It ain't gonna fly.
That was another favourite from Dinosaur Jr.'s new record called Take Me With You. Let's close off this Full Noise episode with another piece of guitar-driven indie rock from Ty Segall's Chrome. This is the title track, 5 minutes of slightly meandering, yet slightly funky hard rock. This is Chrome. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.